This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the list of experiences none of us want, but which most of us will inevitably have, a trip to the emergency room is right up there. But along with a visit to the ER will inevitably come an emergency room bill. Sarah Cliff, who covers health policy over at Vox, had a story she tweeted out not too long ago about her deep dive into ER billing.
Tweet one. I read a lot of emergency room bills. I read 1,182 of them, to be exact. I read bills from all 50 states. I read bills from patients who were babies and patients who were elderly. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I learned. Tweet two. People go to the emergency room for so many reasons. I read bills from people who were in a car accident, who thought they had appendicitis, whose kids ate a quarter, or who they themselves ate a big bag of chocolate, only to later realize it was edible marijuana. Tweet three. Most people are really happy with the care they receive. The marijuana patient, the kid who ate the quarter, they were both treated quickly and well. But a lot of them are overwhelmed and underprepared for the bill they eventually receive. Tweet four. Emergency room prices are high, even for things you could buy in a pharmacy. I read at least five bills where a pregnancy test cost more than $100. That is 20 times the cost of a very nice first response test on Amazon. Tweet five. The costs are high and they vary hugely from hospital to hospital. For example, I found one hospital charging a single dollar for a squirt of an antibiotic ointment called bacitracin, and another hospital charging $76. Tweet six. Since the prices aren't public, it's impossible for patients to know if they're at the hospital that charges $1 for the ointment or if they're at the hospital that charges 76 times more. Tweet seven. I learned that patients can be billed for just sitting in a waiting room. In one case, more than $5,000. I learned that even at in-network hospitals, patients can face high bills from out-of-network doctors who are working there. Tweet 8. I learned that it feels really vulnerable and confusing to be an ER patient. I had to go to the emergency room over the summer. And even though I write about ER bills for a living, I had no idea how to avoid a surprise one for myself. Tweet 9. The question I get the most is, how do I get my ER bill lowered? And this is the really frustrating thing. I haven't learned much about that. It's really up to the hospital, whether they want to negotiate or not.
Sarah Cliff from Vox. You can follow her on Twitter at Sarah Cliff, where you will get today kind of an amazing story about Zuckerberg, San Francisco General Hospital. Yes, that Zuckerberg. And oh, by the way, if you have seen a Twitter thread you think we would be interested in, pass it along. I'm at Kai Ryssdal. The show is at Marketplace.